Thousands of churches across the state are wrestling with how to best serve their congregations during the pandemic. The most vocal group sued the governor and won the right in court for all houses of worship to reopen with no restrictions. But a silent majority of Christian church leaders are taking more cautious approaches. Naomi Prelo reports.
As of now, churches are essentially free to do what they want in terms of holding an in-person service. But for Isaac Villegas, it's better to be safe than sorry. Villegas is the pastor of the Chapel Hill Mennonite Fellowship. The sanctuary features large windows allowing natural light to shine in, giving the space a bright and airy feel. The congregation, of about 80 people, takes pride in singing and worship. Villegas says they haven't seen much of a financial drop since they had to close their doors to in-person worship in mid-March. But he says he's still worried.
I'm worried about 9 months, a year, 5 years down the road. Yeah, what this is going to mean in terms of the sustainability of congregations, religious communities, and nonprofits in general. I mean, we've just never seen these kind of unemployment numbers.
There's a tradition within the Mennonite community called mutual aid. It's a commitment that they make to one another that they will take care of each other spiritually and physically. And in the case of this pandemic, that also means financially. In addition to the church supporting the broader community, Villegas says his deacons have given money directly to members when needed. And that kind of one-on-one support takes on many forms in a congregation. Mindy Douglas is just one of many who has had to shut down her church, and she's worked hard over the past few weeks to support the congregation and the community. Douglas is the Reverend at First Presbyterian in Durham. The massive downtown church has a congregation more than five times the size of the Mennonite Fellowship in Chapel Hill. It's been a while since members could walk in and take a seat in a wooden pew amongst stained glass windows and large organ pipes. But Douglas says they're making sure they reach everyone they can through their online worship experience. And because of First Presbyterian's financial situation, it has been able to set up a stimulus check fund for people to donate their checks to worthy causes.
We set up this fund so that people could give their money to the church, and then that money will be distributed to nonprofits and to organizations that are feeding folks and helping folks with rent, helping people who are in the greatest crisis right now.
Members have donated to the Durham Public Schools Foundation to help feed students and to Greater Emmanuel Temple Pentecostals feeding program. In the Bible, it says, love thy neighbor. And during these trying times where businesses and schools have closed and large mass gatherings have been canceled, religious leaders are standing on that phrase. Jennifer Copeland is the executive director of the North Carolina Council of Churches. The organization focuses on issues like economic justice and development inequality. It represents denominations and individual churches across the state. Copeland thinks places of worship should adhere to pandemic policies with that biblical guidance in mind.
The best way we can love our neighbors is by keeping our distance from them. Not because we're afraid they'll make us sick, but because we're afraid we might make them sick. So for us, as people of faith, it's always about what is good for my neighbor. What can I do that helps my neighbor? It's never a selfish individual motivation.
For the Chapel Hill Mennonite Fellowship, First Presbyterian in Durham, and many other churches across North Carolina, loving thy neighbor means not reopening to in-person services anytime soon. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.